A scammer pretending to be associated with a well-known financial institution is inundating Connecticut residents with what is probably too good to be true loan offers. And we've heard of too good to be true, but this is a very common name that many of you might see and think, oh, this is par for the course, but it is not. Joining us now to give us the heads up on this, Kristen Johnson of the Better Business Bureau serving Connecticut. Hey, Kristen, Happy New Year.
Good morning. Happy New Year to you as well. You know, the last week of December and the first week of the new year have been just fraught with fraud. I did expect to see a lot of scam tracker reports related to online purchases that never arrived by Christmas. But BBB Connecticut, we've gotten almost as many reports of a very different type of scam.
Really? I mean, so I was going to ask you, how did we do sort of year end? Mm-hmm. It's probably too early to tell. And of course, there's always underreporting, right? So we've got that problem. But
right. But
as far as this, well, I guess I could say it's J. Morgan, not J.P. Morgan, mm-hmm. obviously. But what's going on?
Yeah, so we're getting a lot of reports of people getting inundated with calls all times of the day, even at night, voicemails, just constant, inundated with these phone calls by someone pretending to be J.P. Morgan Chase. But of course, they're not. They call themselves J. Morgan or J. Morgan Underwriting. In every single instance, and we've received about 24 of these reports just in a week from people here in Connecticut. Every instance, it's someone named Erica Hayes who says that she works for J. Morgan Underwriting. In every instance, they say, you've been approved for $60,000. And in almost every instance, the reports say, hey, I'm on the do not call registry. Why am I getting these calls? And so the first point I'd like to make is that the do not call registry is there to police legitimate telemarketing agencies, not scammers. Scammers, most of them aren't even in this country, and they don't care about our laws. They're not following the do not call registry. So being on the do not call registry, unfortunately, is not going to prevent these phone calls. But what there are some things you can do to at least lessen the chance of getting called, and certainly to reduce your chance of falling for this type of fraud.
Okay, and we certainly are going to get that from you, Kristen Johnson, but I want to go back to some of the details here. So interestingly enough, they're using this alias of Erica Hayes. We don't know if this person mm-hmm. is real or not, right? I mean, our educated guess would be that this is a totally made up person, right?
It's a female voice, and a lot of people are saying it sounds like AI. It sounds like it's computer generated. And a lot of times that's what happens. It's a bot behind the phone call. It's not a real person picking up the phone. It's a recorded message that they're sending to your voicemail and to your phone.
And Kristen, how do they even get the numbers? Like, so for example, I don't know if there are other states reporting this issue, but like, why Connecticut? And how do they even get our numbers to begin with?
It's not just Connecticut. There were over 300 reports across the country. But when we see this many happening just in our state in a week, we know that it's happening a lot right here. Our numbers are out there. Our personal information is out there. Anytime you sign up for a list, you should be looking at if they share your information with third parties. Because if they do, that's how they're getting your number. It's just out there, unfortunately. And once it is, it's really hard to get it back. So we're all getting these phone calls, some of us more than others.
Interesting. So this fake Erica Hayes AI sounding voice saying that mm-hmm. she is with J. Morgan Underwriting. First of all, have we seen this probably type of a scam? I'm sure the answer is yes. But specifically a major name, like if I worked at J.P. Morgan, I'd be so mad. Yeah, I'd be so right. mad that this is happening. But I mean, have we seen something of this type of a scam, I would think, but with J.P. Morgan, a big name like that?
Not the specific name. There's always, they're creative and they come up with names. There's another one that's out there. It's credit lending. So they'll put words together that sound legitimate. They'll sound like real financial institutions. They'll sound like your bank. We've seen imposter scams at Better Business Bureau. So they are out there. They're very common. Imposter scams are one of the most common phishing scams out there. This is the first time I've seen this specific financial institution's name being used or part of their name being used.
Wow. And of course, I would hope that at this point, J.P. Morgan has said this isn't us. I mean, that is going to be a question that I have, Kristen, is would an underwriting group, first of all, unless you requested something from J.P. Morgan, I mean, they wouldn't make cold calls like this, right?
No, they wouldn't. And the other big red flag is the fact that they're basically guaranteeing you a loan without seeing your credit history. And that's a scam. These advance fee loans are very dangerous. All loans come with certain fees. There's the credit report fee, application fees, appraisals. But a real lender will post those fees prominently, and then they collect that money from the money that they are lending you. In these situations, the scammer is trying to collect it ahead of time before you've even gotten paid. And that is against the law. A lot of times what will happen is once they receive your payment, they'll vanish. You don't actually get the loan, and that is illegal. It is illegal, but for any company doing business over the phone to promise a loan and then require payment before they actually deliver the money.
Wow. Interesting. So again, we've got Kristen Johnson here from the Better Business Bureau serving Connecticut. This report says that you've already gotten a lot of these exact scams. Same person, Erica Hayes, who's not real. Mm-hmm. And they're coming from really all over the state, including Fairfield County. Do you have the list?
Right. Yeah. So this is a partial list. We've got basically everywhere from the Massachusetts border to the Rhode Island border to the New York border. So like Bristol, Stamford, Norwich, Granby, New Haven, Plymouth, Simsbury, Old Lyme, Middlebury, Sharon, Darien, Southport. I think it said Stamford, Newtown, everywhere in between. Basically.
Wow. That's crazy.
So, and you know, it does say in the message, rates have come down and underwriting has opened up, especially for people with lower credit. And these reports have been coming in since December. So I think they're really preying upon the idea that people may have overspent over the holidays and now they need some quick money to pay their credit card bills. And so we're going to take advantage of that, and we're going to prey upon these people and offer them money and either take money from them or take their personal information, because that's another common tactic. You steal your identity is obviously with banking, you need to give your social security number. There's backgrounds. There's different things that they have to do. So they may try, obviously, seeing that they think they're trying to make you think they're legitimate. So they may try to take some of your more personal information, like banking information or social security, your birth date, your address, that sort of thing. And that can be just as dangerous as taking your money.
Oh my gosh, Kristen Johnson of the Better Business Bureau is here. Kristen, do you remember the last time you came on the show? I know you're on all the time, so you're like, Melissa, I don't know what I had for breakfast. But do you remember I mentioned to you that I had a listener in Stamford who had something with like a car loan or something? Like it was a call on this or something. My point in bringing this up is she just messaged me during this segment. It was the JP Morgan scam.
Oh wow.
It was that. She goes, this is what I was talking about. I was like, oh, I didn't know that you had said it was J Morgan. She's like, well, I didn't think to give you that detail. So she's from Stamford. She had this exact scam happen to her a few weeks ago. Yes.
Well, I hope she puts it on BBB Scam Tracker, bbb.org/scam tracker, because that's how we find out about these.
Yeah.
If people hadn't reported this, and so many people hadn't reported it, it wouldn't be on our radar. So that's what we want people to do.
I didn't even put two and two together, but yes. I mean, she did. She said she reported it with police, and then she also told Melissa in the morning, so that was good at least. But yes, you're so right. I mean, and I did see on the list here that Stamford was one of the municipalities that you had listed where it came from. So maybe she was it. I don't know. But yeah, I didn't put two and two together.
Stamford.
Yeah. Oh man, Stamford, they're coming for you. No, I'm just kidding. But on a serious note, I mean, again, I do want to reiterate that though, Kristen, is you've got a lot of different parts of Connecticut that have had it reported. There's probably a good chance that many other towns were obviously targeted, but there's a lot of underreporting.
For sure. Because, you know, we usually a typical scam, we may get only three or four, but it's enough to know that, okay, this is really happening. And then to get two dozen in a week, I mean, that in such a short amount of time, I think federal stats show that less than 10% actually who have been victimized by fraud actually report it. And because people aren't losing money, and in a lot of these cases, they're reporting it because they know it's a scam, they're even less likely to report it. A lot of people out there probably think, oh, well, everyone knows this is a scam, I don't need to report it. But that's not always the case. And that's why we do want people to go to Scam Tracker, because maybe your neighbor doesn't realize it, or maybe your grandmother doesn't realize it. So always always report it. It's better to be safe than sorry, even if you haven't lost any money.
Yeah. Well, and you'll see people do that where they post it on social media. And like, that's great, but only your network of people who follow you will see that. You want to get this out to the masses. Yeah. So again, BBB's right. Scam Tracker. You know, so no matter how much somebody needs a loan, Kristen, and maybe it's not the fake J. Morgan loan that we're talking about, but in general, obviously, if a company is guaranteeing you a loan without even seeing any credit history or documentation or any even application, it's probably a scam. What would you say are some of the biggest tips, though, specific to this scam that people should be looking for and knowing this isn't right?
So many people have said in their Scam Tracker reports that they never applied for a loan. So that's your first red flag. I didn't even apply for this, so why are they contacting me? Real lenders will never guarantee a loan in advance. They always want to check your credit score. You need documentation, proof that you're making a salary. There's different forms you have to fill out with your work employment history, that sort of thing. So that's a big red flag. Also, the name of the business, as we've already stated, it says J. Morgan. They're trying to pretend that they are a well-known financial institution. If that is your bank, call your bank up. Don't use the number that they give in the voicemail, but actually, you know, look up your last real communication with your lender and call them up and say, hey, is this really you calling me? Are you offering this loan? And if it's not your financial institution, you can still look them up, get the real number for them and call them. Because scammers oftentimes will pretend to be from trustworthy organizations. So you definitely want to contact agencies directly. Again, ignore the phone number left in your voicemail. And then these vague or unclear fees that they might try to charge you up front. As we mentioned before, it is illegal to do so. They usually will take that money out of the loan that they're giving you. They will not require you to pay fees up front before you receive that loan. In fact, that is illegal. So that is a big red flag, and you'll want to walk away when that happens.
Yeah, I mean, and always, Kristen, the two biggest things with no matter what scam it is, I always feel like that I get from you is to do research ahead of time. So it's always taking those extra minutes to go, wait a minute, logically, does this make sense? Let me just double check. But also the importance of, I don't know in this situation if a credit card really matters, but always making sure that you're not just using payment methods that are, you know, like you said, unusual or are not the norm.
Yeah, they're trying to get you to pay wire money to an individual when you think you're talking to a financial institution. A bank would never have you just send money to one person, right? You'd send it to the bank itself. And again, in a case of a loan, you're not sending the money. They're taking it out of the loan they're giving you. So you wouldn't be sending money anyway. And then if they ever want you to pay by gift card or wire transfer, those are all red flags of any sort of payment, not just a loan payment, but any payment. Those unusual forms of payment, we talk a lot about peer-to-peer apps. That wouldn't be the case in this situation, but those are all red flags. So definitely do your research. Look up scams. If you go to bbb.org/scamtracker, you'll find all of the people who have reported the scam already. If you were to do an internet search of J. Morgan underwriting, these scams would come up there as well. So that can be part of your research.
Yeah, and we certainly will give you more of those websites as well directly on our website, voiceofct.com, if you want more information. Kristen Johnson, Better Business Bureau serving Connecticut. We so appreciate the time you give us here on WICC. Thanks for the heads up and certainly keep us posted on what scammers are up to next. I know you will.
Yeah. It didn't take very long into the new year, unfortunately.
I know. You know, as I always say, Kristen, and I'm sure you're so sick of it over the years, but if scammers could only use their smarts for good, I tell you. But then we wouldn't have you on the show as often, which is also sad. But
true.
I mean,
they do give me job security. But, I would rather be giving tips on saving your money rather than how not to lose your money. But unfortunately, in this case, that's not the situation. We're not off to a good start in the new year.
Yikes. Well, we appreciate the heads up and certainly things to look for. And Kristen Johnson, Better Business Bureau, always appreciate the work that you do and the time you give us on the show. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Hope your year is off to a good start.
Yes, absolutely. Kristen Johnson, again, Better Business Bureau serving Connecticut. And if you want more information, and especially the Scam Tracker, we will put those links on our website, voiceofct.com, under Melissa in the Morning.